In public session, 1:00. Everybody is still present and accounted for. We will now take motions on the investigation reports to discuss. Starting with page 1, 17-031.
3-1.
Just as a reminder, I recuse myself from the first two cases, so in case you're
going to meet
in case number 17-031, I'll make a motion that there is insufficient evidence under ORS 673.170, subparagraph 2, subparagraph A, paragraph D, fraud or deceit in obtaining or applying for a permit under ORS 673.150, 2013 through 2015 edition.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Aye.
Comments on level of egregiousness here?
Doesn't sound like there was
insufficient. It's insufficient, so there's no.
Should have been reported.
Okay.
I wrote down suggest a letter of concern.
Oh, sorry, you said insufficient. I'm sorry. Pay attention to the vote, Andrew.
Egregiousness would be zero for the insufficient.
Right, exactly.
All right,
17-032.
Again, Judge Sullivan recused himself for this.
In case 17-032, I'll make a motion that there's insufficient evidence under ORS 673.170, subparagraph 2, subparagraph A, subparagraph C, fraud or deceit in obtaining or applying for a registration under ORS 58.345 or 673.160. Do I need to keep reading all that?
Second.
Which one are you on?
That's exactly.
Those are two. The top one is 5.
You can just
can
say.
Can we just lump them together?
You can just say insufficient for all.
Okay, insufficient for all.
Yes. All matters prison.
All matters prison.
Second.
Thank you.
Could
you
get
this right? Discussion?
Who seconded?
Sean is.
Speaking of discussion, for both of these, I kind of wrote down potential letter of concern, but is that only if we found it to be sufficient?
Nope.
No, not necessarily.
You can say you'd like a letter of concern. You can provide that.
Basically, say we couldn't find it that we concerned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's only because of the rule that didn't exist at the time to timely report these matters, right? Mm-hmm. So
just
a reminder of
the
rule.
And so, did you want to make that recommendation on the previous one?
I would, Okay. Same for both.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Aye.
Okay. 17-033.
Lamida.
You're up. All right.
All right. Okay, 17-033. I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a preliminary violation for all matters presented.
I'll second.
Discussion?
I would, in lieu of any other thing, make him go sit at a comp and review CPE class for 8 hours and I think he looks scared straight.
He was an honest mistake and the level of leniency.
Make sure we just don't get into specifics of the case. So just say, we're in public session, so we need to be careful.
I'd say
so
as low as it gets,
we
appreciate the honesty, and I would like to make a motion otherwise, but I can't.
So vote first, and then you can do high level or high, medium, low.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Level of egregiousness?
Very low.
Very low.
Thank you.
Case 17-036. We'll make a motion to find insufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0015, sub 2, sub B, requested records when respondent failed to respond to a records request.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'm accused. Abstain. Oh, I can't vote.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstention? Refrains?
You need to say no.
Oh, me, Greg.
But your name, yeah.
Roger.
It's being recorded, so.
Kim.
I raised my hand.
Yeah, but.
All right, case 17-042, I'll make a motion to find insufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0010, sub 1, sub B, due professional care.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
Should we send a letter of concern?
Okay.
I mean,
if you think somebody,
anybody
else,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, in my
opinion, no. No. Ready to move on?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In case 17-044, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under ORS 673-320 sub 3. Use of the title or designation certified public accountant when respondent used the CPA designation at least 6 times.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstention? Level of egregiousness?
Very low.
Yeah.
It was unintentional.
And it's been since.
Yeah.
Yeah, corrected. Been corrected. Case 17-045, I will make a motion to find insufficient evidence of a violation under ORS 673-170, sub 2, sub A, sub D, fraud or deceit in obtaining or applying for a permit under ORS 673-150 when respondent failed to timely report consent agreement.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention?
Okay. Case 17-047, I will make a motion to find sufficient evidence of violations for all matters presented.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstention? Level of egregiousness.
Well, we don't know how egregious it was. He just hasn't responded.
There.
Yeah, I would assume high unless we learned otherwise.
So were you asking for a recommendation on what we should do?
Well, no, but when we usually have sufficient evidence, we give our opinion to the board about what we think is in terms of the level of egregiousness on it. He's not responding. It's high. Yeah.
Very high.
Yeah.
He hasn't responded.
Yeah.
Throw the book in.
Yeah.
Case 17-049. Make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under ORS 673-320 sub 3, use of the CPA designation without an active license.
Second.
Any discussion?
I think we ought to consider adding that he did not respond to the board.
So we'll just vote on this, and then you can ask to add it after. Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention?
So you can just make the motion to add that. Charge.
Same case. I would move that we find sufficient evidence under 801 030-00207CA on board communication investigation not responding to direct requests to the 21-day.
Second.
Discussion?
It's more.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstention? Level of a free business there for the purposes of the court. I think it
yeah. Board's discretion.
Yeah, board discretion. But I want to make sure the board gets the information that shows what you brought to Teresa, I think, with the number of returns post 2009.
I will yeah. definitely do that.
And my concern is that there's probably a lot more that we don't know about. Case 17-050, I will make a motion to find sufficient evidence of violations under all matters presented.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? Level of egregiousness for the board? You shouldn't respond to board communication. She just doesn't get it.
She doesn't get it. I think she's using the title for financial gain. So
mm-hmm. High level of egregiousness.
It's getting up there a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just. It doesn't feel like it's just an oversight.
Case 18-010, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation for all matters presented.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Egregiousness discussion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. He's actually working with clients. There's public safety concern.
Especially driving.
What?
Your job. Probably drives too.
Yeah.
Can I borrow the evidence?
Make sure he gets a magnifying glass.
Is there any new business that needs to be discussed that's not listed? How about old business? Mm-hmm.
Anything additional to say about
these
two summaries from the mm-hmm. Yeah. No, finished reading elsewhere. I guess a few things. We're done by 1:30. I promise you that.
Yeah.
The board passed a rule quite a few years ago that would kind of clear our books of all the lapsed people that have been lapsed for a bazillion years. And so the first round of that happened, or I guess it's still happening because it takes us a long time to do that. But anyone who has lapsed June 30, 2012 and before that. So now, and there's like 5,400, something like
5,774.
That. 5,774. 5,774 of them. But we have to go into each record and expire, so it's kind of tedious, but nonetheless, that's happening.
We can enter for that.
Huh? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's about it. We're doing budget now, I am, and we're getting ready to do our next round of CPE audits, so anybody who can do this year, you still might get one. And that means we're going really quick.
Great. Okay, the next meeting is still scheduled for November 16th. Okay. We are adjourned at
1:23.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Good job.